In this bulletin, coronavirus restrictions in Queensland are lifted. Britain's government defends its easing of lockdown restrictions. And in sport, rounds 2 and 3 of the NRL competition have been confirmed. The latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Lal. In Queensland, COVID-19 restrictions have been eased as part of stage one of the state government's plan. 10 people are now permitted to dine in restaurants and cafes or visit beauty salons. Weddings, outdoor gatherings, libraries, and personal training sessions are allowed groups of up to 10 people. Travel has also been extended up to 150 kilometres for day trips only. The relaxing of restrictions means thousands of businesses can reopen, thus providing a boost to the state's economy. Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock is defending the easing of lockdown restrictions as the COVID-19 reproduction rate in the country rises. The so-called R number, the number of people on average each infected person transmits the coronavirus to, has risen from between 0.5 to 0.9 to 0.7 to 1.0. An R value higher than 1 means the epidemic will begin to grow again, resulting in an increase in new cases. Mr. Hancock says the R number is based on data collected weeks ago, meaning there is a lag, and insists the value remains below 1. He says it is crucial that the focus remains on reducing the number of infections.
Everybody can play their part in keeping R below 1 and pushing R down. And you can do that by following the social distancing rules. So if you do go out outdoors, do it only with members of your household and keep 2 meters away from others who aren't in your household. And those social distancing rules are incredibly clear, and they will help to keep us safe.
France's latest reported COVID-19 deaths are 3 times lower, while new confirmed cases of the virus keep on increasing at a rate of 0.4% as the country continues to ease lockdown restrictions. On Friday, the country saw 104 new fatalities in comparison to 351 on Thursday, with the death toll sitting at more than 27,500. There are over 560 new cases, bringing the country's total to over 141,900. Further lockdown restrictions are set to ease in parts of Spain. Only 3 islands in the Canary Archipelago and Formentera in the Balearic Islands chain will transition into phase 2 of relaxing measures on Monday. Almost 50% of the country will remain in phase 1, which permits bars to open terraces, but with minimized capacity, hotels to partially open, and shops as well. The capital Madrid and the city Barcelona will stay in phase 0, meaning bars, terraces, and shops remain closed. Dr. Fernando Simon, head of emergency alerts, says it is important to ensure that the steps taken do not worsen the spread of the virus.
It will be necessary to assess in each situation what has happened, and it will be necessary to assess people's contacts. It will be necessary to assess how potentially infectious people have moved. And if one of these outbreaks is detected, it must be decided which territories should be confined. But the objective is to be as precise as possible in the confinement and not having to return, as happened in the month of March, to put the entire Spanish territory in confinement.
Australians are still hoping to celebrate the spirit of Eurovision this weekend despite the music event's cancellation for the first time in 64 years. The International Song Contest was scheduled to be held in the Netherlands this month but was cancelled because of the coronavirus pandemic. SBS is hosting a big night in television event today where fans can still vote for their favourite musical acts of 2020. Presenter Miff Warhorst has told the ABC, Australia's chosen singer Montaigne will still perform her song.
And they can't still vote for Montaigne, obviously, because that's how it works in Eurovision. And we'll do a show where we run the songs according to how Australia voted.
To sport, in an NRL, rounds 2 and 3 of the competition have been confirmed, with the full draw to be announced next week. The NRL says after a period of uncertainty because of COVID-19, the sport is resuming on May the 28th with just one referee. Acting Chief Executive Andrew Abdo says the NRL is conducting site inspections, security and medical check in preparation.
The season structure, including the dates of origin, will be determined next week. In terms of where we will play, we won't be announcing that next week because that's a factor of a number of considerations around public health orders and whether or not we'll be able to have crowds at those games. So that will be something that we'll consider and be quite adaptive to later in the year.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 22 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 18. Melbourne, also sunny, 18 degrees. Hobart, much the same, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 15 degrees. Wollongong, morning shower or 2, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 19 degrees. Newcastle, shower or 2, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 24. Cairns, a shower or 2, 28 degrees. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. SBS News, Sonia Lal.